Hey, good evening, everyone. We are on day 25, which is entitled Focus Amidst the Static. We are living in amazing times of technology, which has made us so much more efficient, but also so incredibly distracted. It's actually one of the talks I'm working on for one of my Rosh Hashanah talks about dealing with distraction, because we are just a very, very distracted society. It's one of the, I guess, side effects of the great technology explosion that we've witnessed in the last 20, 30 years. But we therefore need, I think, even more than ever before, greater reminders of our purpose and our focus in life. It's one of the reasons, I didn't put this in the chapter, but it's one of the reasons why we pray three times a day. My students always ask me, why do we keep repeating the same thing again and again? Because we forget, and we need to stay focused on what's really important and central in life. And that's what prayer allows us to do. I told a story in the chapter about the great former chief rabbi of the old city of Yerushalayim, Rav Avigdor Nevinsohl, Shalom be well, great, great tzaddik, righteous sage of our generation, who was very uncomfortable with people taking pictures of him because he is such a humble person. But when one of my teachers asked Rav Nevinsohl if we could do so, because we were going back to college and we needed a reminder of a holy person to keep us focused on holy things, then he understood and he graciously agreed. And I still have that beautiful picture of Rav Nevinsohl and some of my other rabbis and teachers that still hang on my dining room wall, which influence and inspire me to stay focused on the more important things in life. And the other thing I mentioned in the chapter that we're all commanded, it was actually in this week's parasha, we just read yesterday, about the mitzvah to write a Torah scroll. Now, every Jew technically is supposed to write their own Torah scroll. There are ways of fulfilling the mitzvah without actually having one. If you own Jewish books or you contribute towards the writing of another Sefer Torah. But I mentioned there that the king, the Jewish king, had to have two Torah scrolls, one which was in the palace, a Jewish king, and the other one which he carried around with him wherever he went. According to one opinion in the Talmud, that second Torah scroll had to be literally wrapped around his arm, because who would forget their purpose and mission more than a king? A king has tremendous power. So when we think about the kings of France or England, we think about the abuse of power. But a Jewish king has to be reminded, everyone has to be reminded, but a Jewish king is reminded of his purpose and has sort of a checks and balance system by having that Torah scroll go around with him everywhere he goes. So he's reminded that he too is a mortal being, also servicing Hashem. And the question is, what kind of Torah scrolls, if you will, do we have in our homes? That's one of the reasons for a mezuzah. We hang this handwritten parchment containing the Shema, which is sealed in a small case on the doorposts of our homes. The mezuzah is there to remind us that whether we're coming into the home or leaving the home, we've got a certain purpose and function in life. Men are required to wear tzitziot, and we put on tefillin. It's one of the reasons why I think the Torah views women perhaps on a higher spiritual level, because men are required to do certain things to be reminded of the Torah and of mitzvot that women are not required to do. And why? Why should we make such a fuss about these little rituals, you know, and you're supposed to have the thread of blue? Now, I just got actually a pair of tzitziot, actually a couple of months ago, with tcheles, with the thread of blue in them, because the thread of blue, the Talmud says, reminds us of the ocean, and the ocean reminds us of the sky, and the sky ultimately reminds us of the heavenly throne of God himself. And the tefillin also serve this purpose, and we wear a yarmulke, because we're supposed to be reminded again that something is above us, that life does not end right over here where my head ends. There's something beyond us. And we need these things. And we're not robots. And we can't simply be programmed and then sort of run, you know, set it and forget it, as they say. We get caught up in the everyday and all the distractions. And we forget what is more important. And we just need some reminders and some inspiration to keep on going. So whatever it is you have in your home, think about this. This is a good time during the 40-day challenge to look around your apartment, your home, wherever you live, and say, what kind of reminders do I have? I've got the mezuzah. Does every doorpost have a mezuzah in my home? As long as it's not a bathroom or a closet, all the other doors should have a door, should have a mezuzah. Tzitzit, tefillin, some prayer books, some Jewish books, Shabbat candles. I have a lot of students, they like wearing a Star of David. It's a reminder of who we are and of our purpose. And, you know, these physical objects or reminders are helpful. And I'll just mention one other thing that we do, that the Talmud says that the Hasidim Harishonim, that the early pious sages would meditate for an hour before they prayed. It also says they meditate an hour after, but the meditation before was to get them into a certain state of being, to be reminded, because even when we come to shul and we're praying and our heads are somewhere else, we get distracted, right? That's where the idea of having a set place in synagogue, what's called a makom kavua, because you're less likely to be distracted if you can get right into the same place you were last time. Even in synagogue, when it's easier to be reminded of our purpose and mission, we forget. And therefore, the sages suggested we spend a few minutes before we even pray. If you can get to synagogue a little early just to say, why am I here? What am I doing here? And then the rest of the prayers can be that much more focused. But something to think about, let's not just assume we'll always stay on course. Let's have some physical reminders to help us along the way.